This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shaftim Perik Zayin. Gideon goes to Melchame against Midian. Psukim tell us how even after all the simonim, the Rebbeinu Shlem gave him that he'll be Matzliach, he was still afraid. He was still scared. Dr. Rebbeinu Shlem in Pasik. Vahi balayla hu vayoyim reylov kum rey vamachane. Gideon, you're ready to go to war? You know what? Sneak up into the machane. Ki nisatev biyadecha. You're going to win this milchama. I'm reassuring you. Vim yare ata loredes, posik yud, if you are still afraid, reid ata upura narcha la machane. You know what? Go down with pura and spy on the machane. And what you'll hear over there will reassure you that you will win. The shomato mayidabehu, you'll hear what they're talking amongst themselves. The achar tizakek miyadecho, you'll feel strong. The yaradito b'machane, and then you'll come down and you'll fight against the machane. Pasuk says he did so. Vayered hu upura nare. He went down with pura, his servant, El Kteach HaMushim Hashem HaMachaneh, with all the people that were in the Machaneh, all the Midyonim, Smash Min Chazal, the Ramalekin, there was from many nations gathered there. Midyon V'amolek V'chol B'nei Kedem Noiflum Bo'emek Ka'ar B'leroiv. They were like locusts, there were so many. U'legmaleihem Ein Mispah. And to their donkeys, there were so many, and obviously that was a form... Right, the camels, that was obviously a form of Muhammad Kechel Shal Svas Hayom L'Roy. Kitzel, he sees that it's a big army he has to fight. Hayovoy Gideon. Yet Gideon comes, V'hine Ish, Meredik Emaisele. There's a person, Misapel Reyehu, he tells his friend, Chaloyim, a dream, Gata Chalim. V'yoymer, Hine Chaloyim Chalamti, V'hine tzli lechem, it's a loaf of bread, se'erim made out of barley, misapech b'machane, it's rolling around. This is the dream I had. A bread of barley is rolling around in the machane, Midyon of Midyon, v'yovi ad ha'oil, it comes to the tent, v'yakehu, hits the tent, v'yipoil, the tent falls, v'yapcheu l'malo, and the tent gets turned over, the nafal oil, and the oil falls down. So the friend says to him, is this your chalim that you had? That the bread is rolling, the spirally bread is rolling it. It's clear that it's the cherev of Gideon ben Yoyesh Ish Yisrael. That means that Gideon is going to come and win the war. He's going to conquer us. Nasan alihim biyadei es midyan. It's called a machane. He kishmei a Gideon. When Gideon hears this, it's mispach ha-chalayim ves sivroi, which means the chalayim itself, the story of the chalayim, and its interpretation that the Midyani gave. Vayishtachu, he bows down to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, vayoshu v'machne Yisrael. Vayoyimel kumu. Abay say, we're getting up, we're going to Mulchama, ki nos mashem v'yedchem. It's machne midyan. So lechayra, the reassurance came from a chalim, a dream. What was the dream? Se'irim. What was the significance of the se'irim? What's the pshat in the chalim? Why is the chalim about se'irim? Chazal talk about it, the Rishayim talk about it. Mitzvah Hashem will have a clearer picture after we go through a little bit of the Chazal. Why the se'irim? What was the nekuda? The bread was misapich. It rolled around. The sun sich some soifer that explains the rolling around. But it seems to be se'irim bedafka. I guess you're able to tell on a piece of bread if it's se'irim, if it's a barley bread or a wheat bread. But in the chalim, it was so clear the detail. It's a chalim, yeah? Imagine a person has a chalim, And he says about bread, you think he would be that clear in the Cholim that it should be a certain type of bread? Yes, you see from the Pasuk that it was so clear. He meant klar, that it was Se'erim. What's the Se'erim? What's the Yisai? What's the Kavanah behind this Cholim? So first of all, we have to discuss L'Halacha. Is a person allowed to go to war based on a Cholim? The dream is mamish, you're right. It's a good sign, it's a good omen, the mizak in English. So mimed gein l'molcham l'gebayt af ha-chalem. Habaisi, this is not my shayla. All the rishonim, b'chayvus al-vavus, b'roisham, is this shayla.
What's
the shayla? So there's two shaylas here. First of all, there's halach of nichush, habaisi, which means there's a sugya called a person is not allowed to act upon a good omen. Let's discuss this halacha. The Rambam in Hilchas Aveidah Zarah, Perik Yud Aleph, halacha Dalit says, Ein menachshim kigoyim, shenemar loy senachashu. You're not allowed to do nichush, like the goyim. What is nichush? So the Rambam himself says, Ketzed hua nichush. What is nichush? Kigoyim elu sha'imrim hoyu v'naflupiti. A good omen, the bread fell, it's a sign. My stick fell, so on and so forth, all the omens that we know today. Signs and signals, it must be. This is called nichush, and it's usur because of darkei ha'emayri. Interesting, the Rambam discusses how Eliezer Eved Avram did that. Eliezer Eved Avram, the Rambam continues, did the same thing. He was menachesh. He said, if it'll come out the way I asked the Rabbeinish, so it's a simon. Simon is nichush. Im yedeli kach v'kach ese, dova ploinim lo yer lo yese, ke liyezer, Eved Avram. V'chal ki yaitze b'dvarim ha'elu, ha'kail osu, se'al tzos. So wait a minute, Eliezer did something wrong? Frek der Eivid, was redz der Rambam? You give me an example of what's usur from Eliezer. Charayif and Eliezer, that he did it, that it must be mutter. Shibush gadol. This is a tremendous mistake on the Rambam's part. This is not stam, it's mutter. And then he writes, umutteru. It's mutter and mutter, definitely mutter. V'ula yiteyu aloshin shira kal nachas sheinu kiliezer. He made a mistake in learning the Gemara Chulin. Not enough time to go through the Gemara Chulin. But Al Kaponim, he says, this is 100% good. And then the Rambam continues. I'm sorry, the Rambam continues. V'lohi elahachi kama eina rei list mechala v'eich chasol ha-tzadikim kemaisam aveira zu. You think that these tzadikim, they made aveira? It can't be. It can't be. And it must be a big mistake on the Rambam's part. So we have here a big machlekes v'sheinim. If someone is allowed to say, if the sign goes a certain way, then I'll do a certain thing. According to the Rambam, it's Aser. And according to the Ravid, not only it's Mutter, as we find from Eliezer and on, that it's been done. So the Shaila becomes not according to the Ravid, but according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that you're not allowed to make a sign. So based on a sign, he went l'milcham. The sign was the chalim. Was this mutter? Was this allowed? So let me tell you, if it wasn't for the chayvus halavavus himself that asked this kasha, so mafurish the chayvus halavavus in Shar Yichud Amais of Peivikay, where the chayvus halavavus says a person is not allowed to follow signs, but he has to have full emunah and bitachin in the beira elam. You'll ask me, Gidain, the tzaddik, the shayfet, Gidain. He made a sign with a dream, and he followed that sign. This was the signal to go to Muhammad. What do you mean? A sign, Tom and Tia. And for the Chayvus Alvavus, what you say. Very popular. The Abish sent him. It's a different story, Zak the Chayvus Alvavus. Here, the Rebbeinu Shleilam sent him to go listen to what they're talking in the machane, The Bishop said, go down with Purim. And listen, pay attention to what they're saying. If Azei is Veltamut, Azei Zok the Chayvus HaLavavus Klah. Abay say, let's discuss maybe another pshat. And that is, there's a Ran, that the Ran says, what type of signs are Osir? Signs which have no meaning. Foolish signs. Omens, black cats, Lahavdul. Okay? Things that we make up on our own. This is just something over the year. The bread fell. So what? So the bread fell. But this says the Ran, this is not an omen. This is a serious thing. Achalim. Achalim b'aychal atzanis. Assuming we have from the Sefer Chassidim, in Simin Reish Mem Dalid, that the Sefer Chassidim says, pay attention to chalimus. Serious things, dreams. Because you see, Gidai went to war based on a chalim. So you see, Rabbi, so all I did was use the lashainus of the Rishainim. And I started the shir with that. Could one go to Muhammad based on a chalim, is really a sefer chassidim who proves from Gidon, yes, that a chalim is something serious enough, a dream is something serious enough, that you should go to Muhammad based on a dream. Azei zok the sefer chassidim, the furish, in simin reish mem dalet. So then what becomes a problem of nichush? When it's something which is not serious. Nudnik, dreit a cup, he has signs, chveizvaz, Narishkeiten, stuff that the Goyim make up these Fridays and those Fridays, I don't even want to speak it out. Friday, bad omens that the Goyim make up is called Darkei HaMayim. This is something which makes a lot of sense. This is something which is real. This is something which is a serious challah. Now, if you notice, the guy used an interesting lashon. He tells his friend, Chaleim Cholamti. Who else used that lashon? Remember who used the lashon Chaleim Cholamti? Tari. Chaleim Cholamti. The Mefarshim say, Valishtanu Sachaleim. Rashi brings it down. Valishtanu Sachaleim Pamoyim. Yosef said, oh, he had it twice. Ooh. How do we know he had it twice? Because chaloim, chalamti. And here too it says what? Chaloim, chalamti. So maybe double lashon. It's not my pshat. I saw it in the farshim. The double lashon implies that he was trying to say serious. That the chalom was a serious thing. Chaloim, chalamti. It was a serious chalom. And notice that he was able to remember the detail. Like I speak out in the beginning of the shir. You know what it is to remember exactly that it was Lechem Se'erim? Could you imagine a chalom that's so real and it's so alive that you can remember the detail of what type of bread we're talking about? This is chalim chalamti. It was a serious chalom. And if it's a serious chalom, so Gidon took it serious. And Gidon says, oy bazoi, oy bazoi, I go lebul chom. Abesai, I'm thinking of another two pshat. They're both nagah to the shir, it's both in the context of the shir. You know, if you notice, it says that Gidon hears the dream and shivrei, which means its interpretation. Which means he paid attention to the interpretation that the guy gave. Which means it wasn't just that he heard the chalim, but he heard the chalim, and he heard the way the guy interpreted the chalim, sivrei, which means its interpretation. Oh. So it means it wasn't just that the chalim was assigned to him, but the interpretation that the guy interpreted was part of the sign. We all know the Gemara tells us, kala chalimes heichelachim achar ha pisrein. So maybe Ravei say, Gidon says, Gevaldik, the guy alone was paisel his egg in the chalim, and it hakel heilach acha pisrin. I'm a kabbalit Gevaldik. Maybe that's the pshat guy, huh? Maybe the fact that Gidon sees that the guy alone and the other guy accepts it, that this is the Pisrein of the Cholim, das allein Welt am Metzius von der Pisrein von dem Cholim. Efter. Nefshe kem and zog gar apash the pshat, another pshat rabbi say. And that is, who says it had anything to do with the war? With the Cholim, I mean. Maybe the fact that the guy interpreted it this way is the pshat because the guy was afraid, and that's what he was thinking about all day. And Mamela, we have another Gemara that every Cholim goes after what a person thinks throughout the day. It reflects what the mensch tracht in a veinig, in himself, within what he thinks throughout the day, comes out in the Cholim. So maybe it was a sign where the goyim were holding. You're being afraid of them. I think they know something that you don't know. That they're afraid they're going to lose. And that itself was a chizuk to Gideon to go to Muhammad. And we invert all the shayim of all the rishayim. It has nothing to do with simanim. It has to do with, you know what, go pay attention and see where they're holding. When he sees how afraid they are, and the raya is because look, there was a cholim, and look how they interpreted the cholim, which means that's what's on their mind, that's what they're thinking, that's what they're afraid of. But mainly, you should be strong in Golem Muhammad. It's really Meduik in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vim Yariata Loredes, if you're afraid, Vishamata Mayidaberu, listen to what they speak, Pasuk Yud Aleph. You'll get strong. Listen to their shmooze. Listen to their sicha between themselves, the chatter between themselves. You'll see that maybe they're more afraid than you are, Gilgal Melchama. And that itself will give you chizul. I went to look if anybody says this pshat. I found Nachla Shimon, Reb Shimon Krasner, Shlita from Baltimore. He has a very nice sefer on Tanakh. He also learns this pshat. I think it's a pretty glatt pshat. That the chizuk, that it was nothing to do with the nichush and the dream. You don't have to go through all that. Just the fact that this is the way they interpreted the dream is the chasim and say, they're more afraid than you are. And that gave them chizuk. Problem is, it's not much like that in the pasuk. It seems to be that the dream was the defining fact that Gideon is going to win the war. It's not so much that he secured him, that they're afraid. It seems that the dream itself was a serious message to him, a lesson to him, a message from Shemayim. That the Cholim itself is what led him to believe that he's going to win the war. So we come back to the Shaila, what's the Pshat in the Cholim? So Abai said, let me tell you what I think Pshat is. What is the Chaloim, the Sa'ayim? What role does the Sa'irim? It seems like the Sa'irim is a big part of the message here. What's the reason for the Sa'irim? So there's a Meirik Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer says, it's interesting, it's rolling. Yeah? What's the rolling? What's the idea of the rolling bread? Okay, so when you walk out of the shir, the rolling loaf of bread. What is the rolling loaf? Zaktach sam seifem. Rolling means mutarasa, mutarasa, mutarasa. Okay? It's a heilig sam seifem, how they say. Mutarasa, mutarasa, mutarasa. Say zaktach sam seifem. It erzählt eben von Satna Rav Zechayim Levracha. That he remembered when they passed by the butcher shops, they used to have the neon lights. Kosher. Basa kasha, on and off, right? So Satma Raflek Zagra, I'm all kasha, I'm all nit kasha, I'm all kasha, I'm all nit kasha. That was his humor to say, on and off. Zabta Helix, I'm saying on and off. It's the same thing. The bread is on usr, Mutter. Asa mutter, asa mutter. What's the pshat? Midyan had a hold on Klal Yisrael. Because they had a hold on Klal Yisrael, they gave taxes. The halacha is, Tosfos paskens, that if the goyim have a kinyan through the fact that they have on you a hold or through the taxes, you're mufka from Trumas Maisus. It has to be your land, and if it's not your land, meaning the guy has the kinyan in it, and even the fact that he just has a kinyan through misen, through taxes, it's his land, and you're potter from Trumas Maisus. After some saifu adin, you'll be potter from Chadash. There would be no Issa Chadash. So now let's talk about the loaf of bread. The loaf of bread started off that it was mutter because of Midyan. Gidon, you're going to win. So now it becomes Klal Yisrael gets back Eretz Yisrael. Now it became Aser. What day is this story taking place? Rashi tells us it was Pesach in the morning. Remember the original dream Pesach in the morning? The Karban Omer. It all ties in from the first time he meets the Malach. He was cutting the Omer. It was Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. Here it's Yom Sheni Shel Pesach. And now the Omer becomes mutter through the Karban, and that's the rolling loaf. So when you walk out of the shir, you remember the rolling loaf. What is the rolling loaf? Mutter asa asa mutter mutter asa. It started off that it was mutter because it belonged to the guys up there. He'll give some sefer. Gidon is going to win back Eretz Yisrael, so now it belongs to the Yid Vert Asaser. But since they're going to be Mark of the Carbon, Vert Chodesh Mutter. And that was the sign, says the Chsam Sofer. You like it, huh? Hey, look at Chsam Sofer. Make it. Chsam Sofer says, you see in the Chalim, the Pshat that Gidon is going to win. That's where you see the Nitzachin. That's what he says, Gidon, from the Chalim itself. You see the Nitzachin of Gidon. Abaisai, I would like to offer another pshat. Baruch Hashem, we have enough time for it. And this will be an introduction to Purim. Purim v'ikur Purim da. Chazal tell us, and this Rashi quotes if not, the Oima, like I told you, was Yom Sheni. B'schus havlas Oima, you're going to be Nitzel Gidon. The Mulchama was won in the schus of the Karban Omer that they bring. That's the Lechem Sa'idim, the schus of the Sa'idim. Do you remember in history, at what other juncture were we saved from a tremendous tragedy because of the Karban Omer? Purim. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Tezayim and Aleph, that because of the Karban Omer, the Kindalach was sitting and learning with Mardcha Tzadik, Kmitza, Omer. They were learning the halachas of Omer, B'schus del Karban Omer, come on, that's it, they're going to win, they're not going to fall in my hands. Remember such a Gemara, they say, no, Purim, del Karban Omer, such a Shaykh is Karban Omer. How does Karban Omer bring Yeshua? You ever think about it? I'm a foolish Gemara. That the Karban Omer, what's in the Karban Omer? A Parsha Gemara, Beitha Gemara, no? So the Parsha Pshat and the Gemara is Meheri Yibon HaMikdash, they were hoping that the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. I've spoken with you in the past about it, that the Geulas and Yeshuas of Klal Yisrael come, when Klal Yisrael hopes and longs for the Yeshua. When they think, Meheri Yibon HaMikdash, that itself brings the Yeshua. Not enough time to go into that mitzvah Hashem, maybe before Purim again. But Al Kapanim Ravezai, is it specific to Oimah? Chayim not. Or the Efshia? Yeah. Efshia is specific to Oimah. And the Oimah saved us in the time of Madcha. And it saves us in the time of Gidon. How do I know this? Let me tell you over a Meiradik Meshach Chachma Ravezai. Pelig Meshach Chachma. Almost a hidden Meshech Chachma. I don't know how many people know this Meshech Chachma. It's at the end of Shmois. It's on the Avtair of Shabbos HaGadol. Zokter Meshech Chachma. Ve'ovel Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei oylam. Orva means sweet. over. It's going to become sweet, the Minchas Yehuda of Yerushalayim, like it always was. What does that mean? Sweet, he says, as two lashonos, Masik and Arif. Masik means it's inherently sweet. Sugar is inherently sweet. Arev is when you mix other things in it, then it becomes sweet. So he says like this. When you come and you take a mincha, notice that a mincha cannot be a carbon tzibur. There's no such a thing. I'm sorry, carbon yachin. I'm not saying it properly. The inyan of the mincha can't be in a carbon tzibur. A yachid brings the carbon. Nefesh kisechta. The yachid brings the carbon mincha. All of a sudden, we have over here mincha sa'aymer, which is a carbon tzibur. So how did it become a carbon tzibur? Because Klal Yisrael unite as one, up the Meshech Chachma. When the male of Enzivern Ains come and bring in a carbon mincha, a carbon, I'll read it, you know, I'll read it. I'll read it, I'll read it, I'll read it, I'll read it, I'll read it. Zehu mincha sa'aymer. Pshat. Shayinichshavim litzibur. Because they became a tzibur. Uklal yusim shakul kineged kol midyan amalek. So when Klal Yisrael unites, there is nothing in midyan and amalek that could even come close to them. Shekol echad mi Yisrael shakul harbe. Yechaylim lahakir mincha. Usa'ayrim leka biyachid rak b'tzibur. So the sa'ayrim is never a minchas yachid. It's only a minchas tzibur, this is carbon. To teach me that when they come together, they become a tzibur. He says, a Mary the Kavart, he says, by Esav, we find, it says, nefashis. Mashen came by Yaakov, it says, kol nefesh habol lebeis Yaakov, and only by Klal Yisrael could they become one nefesh, the tzibur. And by Milcha, it says, nefesh, and Klal Yisrael is able to unite. And v'orvel Hashem, because the mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, this is going to be the arevus. That Klal Yisrael unites, and the Melech V'Arva, this is sweet by the Rebbein Shalom, like the Mincha, the Inyan of the Mincha, I said it Bekitzer Rabbeisai because of the time. Today I didn't go through it more about Richas here. Akopanim Rabbeisai. What was Haman's Ikar Taina against Klal Yisrael? Yeshna Amechot, Mefuzar and Mefeirat Beinu Amim. There was no Achdus. Melech, there was an Inyan of Shkalim. What was the Shkalim? Machtza Shekel, the Altshuk says, two become one. So notice that besides for the Omer, what is the other thing that caused us in Yeshua in the time of Martka? The Shkalim. The two things, the Shkalim, Higdimu, Shikleim, Shkalim, and the Karban Omer. Because its Yisayit are both the same. The Shkalim is the Taich, the two unite as one. And this becomes Yeshna Mechad, the tikkun for the Yeshna Mechad Mefuz Mefayir Beinoam. So I made it the gestickel. You hear that? I have to. Un Eichet Karben Eim. The minute Haman sees Karben Eim. Remember, when you read it, Eim, remember the Meshech Chachma. I want to tell you even more. The Meshech Chachma is at the end of Shmeis. Naftoid of Shabbos HaGadlus, I'm sorry, Jem. And he goes further. How does the story of Gidon start? Vayidal Yisrael, interesting lashon. That's how the history of the Tkufa starts. We learned it in the Perik Vav, Vayidal, lashon dal. Says the Gemara, the Chazal, the Yalkut, what's Vayidal? Shloi hoya biyodim lahakiv mincha. You have enough to be makiv mincha. What are you talking about? They were that poor. What does it mean? He says they couldn't be makiv a mincha as a tzibur because they lacked tzibur to become yachid, to be able to make the carbon mincha. What does it mean, vayidal, they became poor? They became poor that they can't bring a mincha, meaning that they weren't able to become echa, joined together, b'achdus, to make a mincha in a carbon tzibur. So the tikkun of that was slechem sa'irim. And that was the remes to Gidon. The remes to Gidon is that the lechem sa'irim, they're going to be makiv a carbon sa'irim. And with this sa'irim, you can break the oil of Midyan. With this, you're able to break the oil of Midian. And I want to tell you one more interesting nekuda in the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says, what's the pshat that they were that poor and they couldn't make a tzibur? Because they were doing Avodah Zarah Zakta. When you do Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael, that itself is mafrid. Why? Because what unites is the Torah. What this embarks, this lodges and makes us all nifrod is when everybody's doing their own thing and not united under the quote unquote the banner of Torah and Mitzvahs. Okay. In the time of Matchech Avesai, how did he see Yesh Na'amechad Mefuzim Mefayrad Beino Amin? How did he see it? Where did it just tell Zechais? When he went into the house and he saw them fighting? I mean, he never understood this. They went to the Suda. Chazal told us they went to the Suda. Went to the Suda. So then what's the Taich? Bistach Chazayvi Inz, you're coming, you want to be like and simulate just like the Goli. Say, Bazay, Memele, you're Nifrat. And when you're Nifrat, you're worthless. You're nothing. You're Ma'at Min Amin. You're the nothing among the nations. When the Yid goes where he shouldn't go, he stands out as a nobody among them. It's when Klal Yisrael unites in the Bismedrish and Torah and Avoda, then they have a Echad, they have a Kayach. Yesh Na'am Echad, Mefuzah Mefayrad Beino Amin. That itself means that they're Mefuzah Mefayrad amongst themselves. You like it. It's Emes of Shatran, they say. Hazay Menach. How does Haman, you think Haman went around looking, oh look, he's been schlachtzach by the Dina Torah and Bezen, was Veysev. He sees that they come to the Suda. You don't belong here. You stand out. And you're trying to belong. That itself separates you from the other Yid. It's when you stand separate, that's when you become one. That's how you... And that's really what the Meshech Chachma is saying. And that's the Vayidah, they couldn't bring a Karban Mincha. And if they couldn't bring a Karban Mincha, now Se'irim is telling us, oh, they're bringing the Karban, and they're able to unite. And who knows if this is not because of Gidai, who stands there and Tain Zechais V'Klal Yisrael. One person caring for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Leich B'Koychach Hazu, this is what the Chazal tell us. That the Rebbein Shalom says, I appreciate the fact that you, Gideon, stood up to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. That itself is the Inyan of the Achdus, and maybe that's the Cher of Gideon. The Lashon. What was the Pisrei? Even though the guy said it, but the guy said, it's what Ein Zois built in Cherev Gideon. This is the late B'Kai Chachazu. Gideon's Cherev is what Rabbi say. That he stands up, unite Klal Yisrael. He stands up caring. He says, what's going to be? Aye, call me Floisa. The Cherev of Gideon, through the Eimer, through the Achdus, is the Mapala to the oil of Midian.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.